It's becoming clear to an increasing number of liberals that despite the ongoing ruthless media smears against Donald Trump, the lawfare with the trumped up criminal charges and the bogus civil cases, that his support is only gaining, and not just amongst the general public, but what particularly is befuddling them is that he's gaining support by non-white voters.
Despite all of the negative coverage in regard to Donald Trump's rhetoric and in some cases policies toward Black and Latino voters, fact of the matter is he has been just increasing his support more and more. Every poll shows that he is getting more support among Black and Latino voters. In fact, there was an analysis done on this very issue in the Washington Post where they took the average of the five top quality polls on the issue, and here's what they found.
They found that the propaganda wasn't working as well as they thought. It didn't work as well as they thought in 2020 either, because again, despite 4 years of him being called a racist, reincarnation of Hitler, a dictator, more Black people voted for him in 2020 than they did in 2016, and those numbers are only dramatically increasing for this election. Tell us, Chunk, some of the reasons why you think Donald Trump's gonna win the 2024 election.
So the average for the last 50 years has been Republican presidential candidates getting 9% of the Black vote. So if it goes to 20%, let alone Hispanics going up to 42%, the Democrat has almost no chance of winning. Those numbers are unrecoverable. So they barely win when it's 9%. They cannot sustain 20% of Black folks leaving the Democratic Party and voting for the Republican. So why is it happening?
Well, since you asked, I'll tell you. There is an increasing number of Black people who are no longer centering their identity around their race and instead are seeing themselves as Americans, and they're leaving the Democrat plantation, realizing that the Democrat Party has just been pandering to them and using them. And the liberal media has been lying to them, and Donald Trump made America great again, and well, that's what they want. People like rapper Killer Mike, who on Sunday won a Grammy for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Song, and I think one more for something else, who is obviously not very pleased with old Joe's promises to the Black community.
What are your feelings on the election coming up? I mean, Biden and Trump, are you as depressed about that as most people, as a choice?
My feeling is pick your policy, not your person. Find out. This is not the Dallas Cowboys versus your favorite team. This is the policies that will affect our generations for the next 20, 30, 40 years to come. So close your eyes, listen to the policies that are being pushed.
Well, that certainly sounds like he's leaning towards Donald Trump, doesn't it? Which made Bill Maher extremely nervous. So he asked for some clarification, which made him even more nervous.
Make it policy based. So
that means, therefore...
That means I'm for Black people and happy Black History Month.
But you're not saying one candidate over the other?
Hey, man, my nigga, you ain't gonna get me in no trouble tonight. Hey,
No, that's your job with me.
So he's obviously pro-Trump, but he's just too afraid to admit it. And notice that he's boldly proclaiming that he'll support any candidate that's better for Black people, because as long as you're not white, you can express support for candidates and policies that have your ethnic group's best interests in mind. Of course, if you're white and you say such a thing, then you'll be labeled a neo-Nazi by the ADL. You'll be banned from social media and from payment processors. You'll be fired from your job. They'll add you onto their hate group hit list. But if you're Black, or if you're Latino, if you're Asian, if you're Arab, you can be pro whatever your race is. And it is extremely sad that in order to win over support of the Black community, the candidates have to, well, do what Donald Trump did and let a bunch of criminals out of prison, which is what won Snoop Dogg back over to the Trump train, who now says he has nothing but love and respect for Trump, because part of Trump letting Black criminals out of prison involved the co-founder of Death Row Records. Okay. Oh, stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video, but subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because obviously no mainstream conservative Inc. brand name political pundit or politician will dare have the guts to say, well, the obvious truths that need to be said. black voters leaving the Democrat plantation and voting for Donald Trump is a huge concern. And so MSNBC has an entire series where they're exploring why it is that so many black people don't support the Democrat Party anymore.
Heading into this next election, how critical will the black male vote be for Democrats or Republicans?
What is it about our lens as black men in 2024 that makes us see it differently?
Brothers all across the country, they feel that Democrats aren't doing enough. There's a lot of rappers saying, I don't know about the Democratic Party.
Everybody just got a lot to say, but who are they talking to?
Has America made good on its promise to black men?
Yes, we've done more than enough for you, and quite frankly, we're tired of hearing you complain about white people all the time. In one of the segments, the host visited a black barbershop, and, well, let's just say that it's surprising that this segment actually made it to air.
There is some appeal there for some black men with Trump. What is it?
Money.
Money.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has a reputation of being the money man, so.
Beyond the projection of a businessman, what is it that is appealing for so many black people, black men especially?
I just think that Donald Trump, in spite of all the craziness he may have in his head, reading some of the things that he talks about with business, I can kind of agree with as far as business-wise, because I'm trying to grow my business. As far as Biden, I haven't seen Biden really care about business like that. And my concern is having my business so that I can build generational wealth so my kids can see and have something to take upon when I'm not here.
And since the ongoing foreign invasion through our southern border is having dramatic effects on black communities, particularly poor black communities in cities like New York and Chicago, now a lot of black people are starting to realize just what it is that the Democrat Party is all about. Even Al Sharpton has had enough and is starting to sound like a normal American.
What is being done to get the public to really rise up in various states to say to their senators that they want to see the borders, the border issue resolved? I mean, you're getting migrants beating up policemen in the streets in New York. You're seeing an influx of migrants all over the country that frankly have people outraged. And couldn't there be some kind of public pressure put in the next couple of days in some of these senator states saying, why are you allowing this to continue? Because at the end of the day, senators have to deal with their voters. And at the same time, in the bill, you give money to Gaza, to civilians in Gaza and Israel. But the border, I mean, we're looking every day at the invasion of migrants and they're playing a time game with politics on this. Couldn't that pressure put to bear in their home states?
I bet you never thought you would agree with Al Sharpton, although Broken Clock is right twice a day, but it should be highlighted again. The only reason he cares is because the foreign invasion is now affecting low-income blacks in the inner cities across the country. The same reason that wealthy leftist Jews finally started pushing back against the DEI on college campuses only after the anti-whiteism spilled over onto Jewish students. Then they realized that they created a monster. This leads to one of those very controversial and complicated subjects that can easily get you into major trouble if you talk about it. So maybe I should just let Jon Stewart give you a couple of clues.
Because the Jewish community and the black community, we should be together. Jews and blacks should we shouldn't fight. There shouldn't be tension. Jews and blacks should get together and get whitey. I think.
I know it's still not clear for a lot of people, so maybe Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes can give you a better idea.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on. Tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Wait a minute, but I thought that the were considered. Well, never mind. I'm already getting myself way too close to getting canceled as it is.
I'm not white, I'm Jewish.
Go and order my book, The War on Conservatives, in paperback from Amazon.com, or click the link in the description below. Or if you want to support my channel and get a great shirt, order my new Sorry No Vacancy, Deport the Mall shirt from my online store at MarkDice.com, or click the link in the description below and check them out.